Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday. This is our Paranormal Creation Lightship radio show. And the date today is July 7th, 2018. So we'll clear the date here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20.
It's the sixth.
Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, there, that cleared. Okay, great. So, let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen to bring peace energy to you. So, here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on of something and like to get off that timeline, just think of it now. Going to release it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And because this is the paranormal show, we're going to get rid of aliens that are in your room with you, wanting to get out of here, maybe in your body. So if your body twitches or jerks or you get tingles or something, this means that you had a visitation, okay, or more. So here we go. We're going to release these aliens from your space. And I'll count to 100, getting the bus ticket out of here. Otherwise, they're stuck here like you are. So here we go, releasing them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So, aliens be gone. And, it's been a kind of a strange week here. We'll clear the 4th of July energy. The Earth has been through a bunch of changes or situations going on with carbon copies of the Earth, programs being kind of put in or holograms out of sync. You may not feel like today is Friday, possibly. Just weird stuff happening. Thursday, I only had, I got to sleep at 4, got up at 7. I felt pretty good, but that was kind of strange. And then yesterday, one of my blue jays that I feed peanuts to went off for about 3 minutes squawking. And then I brought in the time-traveling soldiers to see what was going on. And instantly, within probably 5-10 seconds, it stopped squawking. So it was probably one of the time-traveling soldiers as that bird, because wherever I go to, the bird kind of follows me. So, you know, in its location where it could be. So it is kind of neat to have like a little pet blue jay that isn't really a pet, but it watches over me. So it's kind of sweet. So anyway, it was going off, and it was probably because the Earth was goofy, and I just didn't catch it. Because they put this energy in to kind of numb you out. I also found that energy, maybe I'll say a week ago, that besides the web code and the slime and the sludge, this energy is put on us probably age of 45, thereabouts, 55, something like that. And it's like an energy shrink wrap that suffocates the body so that, you know, you're guaranteed to not have a long life. I've been working with that, taking that off of everybody on the planet here, because it shouldn't be here. It's an actual conscious energy that kind of like is a growth that forms around you and just starts sucking everything out of you. So you may feel a little better, but this last week has been kind of upside down, backwards, helter-skelter, out of sync, out of orientation. So if you feel that way, you may want to send us an email and what your experiences was. We can talk about that tonight, too. What I want to do is kind of bring us into Friday here. as you may not know where you are. It's like being lost in space, you know. So it's like a space clearing, so to speak, to get you back into sync. So here we go. I'll count to 100 to get you back onto the new Earth. And then also, if you're thinking, then you're only going to be on the old Earth, but you need to get a new reference point because they really messed with it throughout this week and, you know, on the 4th especially. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So this should kind of reset you. So that you're going to be now starting over again as you went through this drama, trauma, helter-skelter, disorientation, being flipped upside down and backwards, not knowing what's going on, and being connected to energies that you know nothing about. So we'll turn it over to Kathy to see how she's doing. So, Kathy.
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. And today is Friday, July 6, 2018. And as Ron said, the week has really felt out of sync as far as weekdays and energy goes. And so he cleared the day of July 4th, which was a holiday in the United States for a lot of us, and probably did a lot to contribute to that out of sorts feeling. Ron, you even said that that today would feel like a Saturday, and you were right because you actually cleared the day at the beginning of the show of July 7th.
Yeah, that's I just noticed that. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So would you like to now clear July 6th?
Yeah, we're going to clear July 6th now. Here we go. So I guess it's that with the Three Stooges thing, so who's on first and what's on second or something? Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So anyway, here we go. 7-6. So clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So that's good. That means that tomorrow you're going to be feeling great and wonderful. That's where we have our starting ascension call at 1 p.m. Pacific, which is Saturday. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, tomorrow the 7th will be the beginning of the Ascension Preparation Call. And it will continue throughout the month of July for the next three consecutive Sundays. So you mentioned that you put the Earth back into alignment starting right around Thursday. And someone wrote in that on that day that they saw fluffy clouds that resembled a dog. And then they also saw a cloud shaped like a headless being. So they were wondering if possibly the sovereign soldiers, the time-traveling soldiers, the Vikings, had been busy up there in the sky.
I would assume so, yeah. It was, you know, just kind of a strange week. If you look back upon it, you may not even have any thought patterns that make any sense trying to go back to Monday, okay? It might just be, yeah, it's been a long, long time ago. And so that's kind of good in a way, you know, to see the clouds that look like, you know, shards of glass or broken up ice cubes, if you see that, because that's when the timeline crashes really take hold and it just causes havoc with their programs. So if you ever see that and you're doing timeline crashes, you know that you are successful. So back to you.
Someone just wrote in. And by the way, if you'd like to write in about how your week went and things that you experienced, please feel free to write to Ron at the show email address, which is clsquestions@bbsradio.com. Or you can write to him through the fast chat feedback form, which is found on the BBS Radio Creation Lightship Healings page under Ron's photo where it says fast chat feedback form option 2. And so we'll be watching the inbox for your responses or any questions you have for Ron tonight, especially if it's of a paranormal nature, something that affects you. Someone just wrote in that they can really relate to what you just said about it being a strange week. I kept thinking today was Saturday all day. Can I call upon the time-traveling soldiers to help me if strange things are going on around me? Ron?
Well, I would say that your unit that you belong to, if you are enlisted, could help you. I don't think they'll come to you if you're not enlisted. It's not that they won't, just that they're doing other things. And their first priority is to protect, you know, everybody in their unit, we'll say. And the unit that most people belong to may have up to maybe, say, a dozen to 20 other members in that. And you're like a fighting team, okay? And they will come to your aid if you request assistance. And they may even come before you even know what's going on. It's like the bird, my blue jay, you know, going off for about 3 minutes, just continuously squawking. I thought, gee, what's that? You know, was there something that it's seen? You know, I thought maybe there was a vulture around or something, you know. But the sky looked clear, but it kept going off. And then I called the time-traveling soldiers in, which was what it was, connected to. And instantly, whatever was there was taken out. I did sort of sense like a black mist energy kind of creeping in quite a ways away. But once the soldiers came, it was annihilated and it was gone. So you may want to do that black mist clearing, possibly. I don't know if you have that happening. It's on one of the bundles here that we have with the 16 clearings, I believe. But back to you, Kathy.
And Ron also mentioned that he has been clearing us of some sort of a living organism, invisible, sort of a slime shrink wrap that's suffocating our bodies. So he's been clearing that, and he mentioned you might be feeling better. So some people who are listening here are ultra sensitive, and maybe you did feel something sort of breaking free off of you, and maybe you felt something different on your skin, because this is like a shrink wrap. And I just can't imagine what it would feel like, but maybe somebody felt something strange and now they have an explanation why. So feel free to write in and let Ron know if this affected you at all. If you don't know yet, maybe you'll feel it later as he's continuing to do this. And then the black mist fog clearing is one of the 15 bundle that are $10 a month. And you get your choice of all those clearings for the $10. So Ron just recommended that we clear ourselves of that. And it's probably a good idea to do that every now and then. So someone else just wrote in, Ron, that they thank you for that clearing you did with realigning the days of the week, setting it straight, so to speak. Some of us did feel like we were lost in space. Couldn't figure out what day it was. So this person writes, thank you for that clearing. A few coworkers and I felt like we'd just gotten off a ship we'd been on for a week yesterday. The feeling really kicked in at approximately 10:15 a.m. Eastern time. Yeah, that was because yesterday was the day after the holiday.
Yeah, then we have those strange weather patterns and everything else going on. Well, I'll do is clear away from people and pets and animals. Remember, if you're on timelines, you can do this anytime. So we'll clear away the 4th of July fireworks energy, just in case, you know, you have a dog or cat or, you know, whatever, raccoons coming into your house. They're trying to, you know, find a way to get away from all the noise and stuff or whatever, you know. So here we go. Releasing that energy from these animals, we'll call it, and maybe even yourself if that bothered you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So as I'm doing this clearing, I'm getting this like information coming to me. It's not necessarily a voice, but I do have different types of ways to sense things. And so this is a werewolf energy, and it wants to have a healing. So I, not looking at it completely, I'm going to just clear the energy from the werewolves, okay? So we'll just see what this does here, because that's what they're requesting. And so I always try to oblige, you know, alien races or whatever if they come to me and they need some assistance. So here we go, werewolf energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And so it's what they're requesting. I'm not looking at what they're asking for, okay? They just need some assistance and some help. Maybe they want to leave here. I don't know, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. They like it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that was 90, 100. Okay. And I'm also going to clear, I'm giving the pitch for being burned at the stake. So this could deal with, maybe some of the witch energies or something like that. So not judging anything. Here we go. Releasing these energies, possible torture. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 40. So if you're feeling hot, you are possibly, you know, a crispy critter on the steak here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think we're at 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So that's 90, 100. Okay. I'll do another one. A long time ago, they had a TV series, show. It was, Shogun. You might remember that. And they, I think it was called that. And they, you know, had some people put into a pot of water and they put, you know, they were boiling it, you know. So that, I think that was in the 70s, and I saw that, and I was, like, horrified, you know. So anyway, I'll clear that energy. That just popped up. if you're ever in the pot, you know, being, you know, with the flame being turned up. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, let me find my voice here. That was four real heavy clearings.
You remember seeing that show on TV? I think it was in the 70s or something.
Yes, Shogun, yes.
Yeah, it was horrifying. I don't...
Yeah, and you know, people don't think anything of doing that to lobsters. I don't like that. I don't like that
true,
either.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I feel sorry for him when I see him wrapped up in an aquarium. You know.
Well, Ron, that was quite a bit. So while everyone sort of takes that in, let me give a brief recap of what you just did. Then I want to ask you and clarify something. Okay, so just now, Ron cleared out post-event holiday excessive noise trauma drama that had affected us and our pets and nearby animals, and any kind of shakeup or upset we may have endured. I don't know, Ron. You mentioned heat. Did that clearing also include the excessive heat some parts of the country are experiencing now? I know over here in Southern California, we're in the triple digits.
I'll do one for Earth and Balance.
Great.
So let's concentrate on that. So if you're having that situation or something going on, let's see if we can clear those timelines here. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go.
100 timeline crashes for over-the-top weather and environmental imbalance, for sure. That's why I kind of mentioned that, because you cleared the burning at the stake, because you said you felt excessive heat. You felt like maybe a witch energy and fire or something. And then you next went on to being boiled in water. So I wondered if you were picking up everybody's hot flashes and the heat, excessive heat they were enduring, that not even a fan or air conditioner can even really touch. So maybe those timeline crashes will really help that. And maybe that was connected to the Earth shift that you put back into alignment.
Yeah, it could be.
I've never heard you clear werewolf energies before.
No, I don't think I ever have, you know, but the energy came to me to get cleared. So that was quite interesting. I think we're also, at least the soldiers are working on anyway, in California here, and I hear somebody talk about it. I didn't hear it, but I was told maybe a week ago, you know, there's people on the net who get their intel and stuff, but, a lot of the water shortage in California, you know, is going off planet. So they must have ships coming in and they're sucking the water out of California, you know, wherever they're getting it from, and it's being taken elsewhere, you know, where they have facilities. You know, it could be on Mars or someplace. Maybe they run out of drinking water there or something, but or the back side of the moon. But they are taking a lot of the water I would venture to say, with the water shortage, okay, that they are probably taking 70% of the water. So when you hear about a water shortage, you know, 30% is, you know, is maybe from just being short, but the major 70 is gone. And so they're, you know, trying to make believe that the 30% of shortage is actually 100%, if you see what I'm talking about. But I know that's being dealt with. And I think the agencies are working with that. I think the Pentagon is starting to look that way. So anyway, there's kind of a lot going on with these agencies now, maybe having disclosure within the agencies. I can kind of see that. Normally when I work with them and they want to get information or help, especially on the alien battles and stuff, normally I only deal with a few levels of those agencies. Most of them are, like if there's 100 levels, I may be dealing with maybe 3 or 4. And all the rest are like unaware. It's out of the reality. So, you know, you have different classifications of clearances. So most of the clearances are completely not even knowing what we're doing, you know. But the 3 or 4 that I work with are, as I'm talking here, are saying that they're starting to have more disclosure within these agencies. So that would basically be, there's one other agency that I don't have the name of, but I'm talking about the C agency and the P agency, you know. But there's one more that is out there, which they have not given me the actual letter name for it. But they're all having disclosure, probably throughout 10% of it. So on different things. So this could be a good year for possible disclosure. I don't know if it will leak down to the people, but it will get out through other levels, we'll say, to because there's so many questions out there, you know, about what's going on and how come, you know, like when you see lightning across the sky going from left to right and you hear thunder, I would venture to say 95% of the time that's aliens fighting each other, okay? And it could be the time-traveling soldiers more recently doing these battles to get rid of the crap here. The stuff should not even be in our reality. So we're talking about the old Earth energies, okay? The new Earth, it doesn't exist. I need to clarify that. But I'm talking about getting rid of the stuff on the old Earth to help the people that are stuck here. So I guess I'll just turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Yeah, that would be great to have that help, and more water would be very appreciated, much needed. So many places get drought-stricken, and then it seems like a few years later they get too much water and then too much snow. So strange. So maybe we'll get that sort of a balance back.
Uh-huh.
Interesting about the agency disclosure, Ron. Maybe you can fill us in more about that later once you you hear more towards the year as the year goes by.
You must know that as I'm talking, I'm being told this information, okay? So it's maybe each word that I'm saying, the information comes to me prior to what I'm talking about. So, you know, all these shows or whatever I do is you know, in the live, in the present moment. So I don't have anything really preconceived, unless we talk about something before the show. But normally what I talk about is real time in the now. So there's nothing that I have that's, you know, I have notes drawn up on or anything else. So back to you.
Yes, I think the only thing we even talked about was the heat wave we're having before the show. And Ron did timeline crash that. So for everyone who might feel a weather change, please let him know. And a few people written in already saying that they really appreciated the healings you did, clearing the days, those last four that I mentioned that you just did, because they were really goofed up on the days of the week. And we're surprised that today was Friday, but yet glad at the same time because they don't have to work tomorrow. So one of the persons said, this show just set everything straight. Thank you so much for the healing.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Yeah, sometimes you don't know what's going on and you think something's wrong with you, you know? And so that's what's so good about what we talk about here is you realize that it's not you, it's something else external. Remember, we have external energies affecting us and internal. The internal is what you clear out when you do your whole lifetime clearings. That's the most important thing you can clear out of you, get rid of your stuff, your baggage. But the external stuff can also be damaging, you know, and that's what you really relate to more is the external stuff. The internal stuff is what you're living with, and that tends to put in your patterns of how you talk, you know, how your mannerism is, how you react and everything else to situations. That's how cause typically, you know, because you've been living your life with a certain situation. It's much like, you know, the phone rings and somebody says, how are you or something? And you have a word you say, okay, fine, feel good today. You know, and you know, it's the same phrase that you give over and over and over again. That's a program that you're running or that you're used to running. And you don't really have any conscious awareness of it. It just pops out of your mouth. And that's all internal stuff, you know? So, the most important is to get rid of the internal stuff. So, because the internal stuff brings in the drama and trauma from the external, because it needs to find a host. And if you have information with you and timelines from the past for them to grab onto, because, you know, they love you so much, and they say, oh, this person has this addiction here of maybe smoking, for instance, and then they'll bring in all these smoking energies to you, and you have a hard time dealing with it. And then along with that, the cancer programs come in, and they go, whoopee, well, now we can tie onto the smoking with cancer, and then naturally from there, it's the death process. So that's what happens. So back to you, Kathy.
So one other comment I'll read. Someone saying, yes, it was an incredible healing and clearing tonight. My body was jerking and yawning throughout the mall. Yesterday, I felt awful. I had to take 3 showers. I felt I needed to clear something off me. I kept asking myself, is today Friday? Is it Friday? And so I think, Ron, this has been quite a paranormal week, having a holiday in the middle of the week, and then having the strange energy of the earth being off balance and those energies you felt that were lingering. So I can see why people would write in asking about the soldiers, because sometimes you feel like you can't figure out really how to tackle it online, which direction or what really needs to be cleared. And your usual clearings, your usual whole life clearings that are internal, didn't quite get it. So I think that's what happened. People just felt that there was more needed. And so maybe they thought if they had a soldier nearby, they could, ward off those other ET energies that are so elusive but dangerous. So maybe that was really great that you did all those clearings and you saw that. So I'm glad we brought all that up, because it was kind of a shakeup this week. And the other thing, too, is that it was Independence Day on Wednesday, which is a big, fun holiday normally. And as we were children growing up, it was a lot of fun. And it meant more than just loud noises, shooting off dynamite, and all this excess noise we get. But lately, that's what it's become in a lot of cities, plus other things that are even more scary. And even if we participate now on a fun level, I wondered, Ron, if maybe our spirit, now that we've done so many healings, does our spirit probably does not resonate to those excessively loud noises, those bangs and pops that just are frightening, but they're done in the name of fun.
Yeah, and it would bring you back. Yeah, bring you back into the war situations, you know. So, you know, where you've had bullets and things, cannons and stuff going off. And then also looking at this last week, this is a major alien reset for timelines, much like, you know, when they changed the time, daylight savings time and stuff, and also like the first of the year when they reset the timelines, you know, at midnight for each year going into January 1st. So this is sort of like a major reset. And I think they used the whole week to do it. And it just feels like kind of like having cockroaches, you know, in a can or something, and you release them and they go everywhere. That's kind of what it feels like to me.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get back into sync and get on the new Earth. And then from there, you might feel much better, because that never changes. That's your stability. So back to you.
Yes, as soon as you can, get back in the new Earth. Sometimes, Ron, it's a little difficult when there's blasts going on around you and your spirit just wants to pop out. So I think we're off to a good start now, and we can, you know, just take it from here. And we've made it through the week and ended off with a lot of wonderful healings tonight that really very healing. And I myself really just feel so much better and calmer in so many ways. So maybe we can hear from the listeners, too, some more of their experiences. You can write in for tomorrow's show, and I'll be watching the inbox, too. And we do have another show tomorrow, 7 p.m. Pacific time on Station 2, BBS Radio, Creation Lightship Healing. And it's also the night that we go to the Creation Lightship for healing, live healing with the light beams. So that will be a really great way to end such a dynamic type of week. And so anyway, back to the inbox. Someone wrote in about the air and water where they live in Arizona. They think it's giving her some uncomfortable symptoms. They just want to stay off that timeline. And this person believes they re-enlisted during the spirit in the box healing. They said Vikings out loud, and they wondered if that was enough. And another person had written in too, saying they wanted to be in the Mexican army, but they weren't sure if they did it in time. So they're just looking for some reassurance if they're in those particular teams.
Yeah, I would say yes. Both of those are correct. Yes, they are.
Okay, so this other person who's in Arizona wants to stay off the poor air and water quality timeline. So would they timeline crash that for what they wrote?
Yeah, I would probably do it daily then. You know, just keep it on. You know, that should be one that you do every day.
So it would be unhealthy air and water?
Yep, do it every day. Probably more than one time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would just keep, another way of saying it, just keep running that clearing. You may even want to get another, you know, computer. And just devote that other computer to those two things.
Okay, next listener question. Someone ordered and received their Merkaba. They really like it, and they wanted to tell you what they saw. When you activated it, she writes, it was truly amazing watching the lights get bright. It popped out to me like someone turned the lights on. Really notice the energy, Ron. That's amazing. And so just wanted a clarification on how to use it. She's going to put the food and beverages on top of it. And she wondered if there was anything else she could use it for.
Yeah, normally, you just, as far as having it, you know, having your plate of food on that, and that was given to us by a wonderful lady, I believe in Florida, who was doing that. You might get a several piece of glass, maybe, and put that Merkaba underneath it so that you don't spill any food on it or something. you know, it is laminated, but, you know, you want to be careful. And so after that, just put it up maybe in your hallway or someplace, and it's just used to resonate to your body. You can't really ask it to do anything for you. It'll do it automatically as you walk in front of it. So it's just a way to resonate you back to yourself with the Merkaba. That's what it's kind of doing. So, you know, asking it for a favor or to do something doesn't work that way. You know, if you had a physical condition with your body, we'll just say that you cut your finger. Well, just walking in front of it would automatically help you, okay? Because it'll put things back into balance again. But you don't have to ask it to help you. It'll do it automatically. So back to you.
Okay, well, let me take this time, Ron, before we get into the next letter to remind the listeners that upcoming this Saturday, July 14th, that's a week from tomorrow, Ron is holding another special conference call by popular request. And it's going to be a two-part conference call. The first part is removal of cloned skin particles. And it's described on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, on the top. You can read about it. But just in brief, it's about how we've been breathing these particles in. And when Ron clears them, we will feel better without having them because they're incompatible with our bodies and our spirit. The next clearing is for removal of hydraulic hoses or repair and removal of toxic residue cleanup. And so this is a very advanced technological ET manipulation. And so Ron has done this before for us, and people have felt tremendous difference and a lot more freedom and movement. So, gee, Ron, this is really great that you're offering two of these clearings in one conference call. It's going to start at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time I think for about 3 hours. And it's $20 per attendee. And if you have children 18 and under, and your pets, they're also free, which is a very nice bonus that Ron gives us. So you can register via PayPal from Ron's website, and send in your $20, and you'll be then receiving a phone number with the access code and a confirmation, which is actually a receipt. So, again, it's Saturday, July 14th. So, that gives us about a week to sign up. Okay, so let me get back to the inbox here. Someone is letting you know, Ron, they made some progress in their clearing. They're finally able to do the mind-to-heart drop. They had a hard time with it because of their mind. So, I had settled for silencing my mind and blocking every thought that popped up randomly in my mind during the day and not talking to myself. So they found success that way. So thank you for sharing that. It's hard to do that, silence the mind.
Yeah, very, very good.
Okay, this next email is a little bit long, Ron, so... I'll try to read clearly. It's from a listener in British Columbia. I realized why my mood recently had been one of trying to survive without going mad, and that there is nothing much to be done for the old earth, as in a way, it is gone, as is most of real humanity. One can only try to be in the now when one can, and await the new earth and the ascension moment. I look around in my city and see people and think of the poet's phrase, I had not thought death had undone so many. This was a famous poem from the 20s. As Ron was saying about so many people, no light, no character, very flat vibe, and so on. When I was younger in the 70s, people seemed to have more character and personality, I think, in general. I wonder also, as you, Ron, describe the underground facilities and malls, etc., of the ETs below us, if more and more they're kind of spilling out on the surface. As I know, there are more and more malls everywhere and often close to underground stations. Just an observation.
Yeah, I'd say that's very correct. Yeah. And what I find is that, the stuff made now, maybe except for cars, we'll say, but the things that are, that used to be like handcrafted, they're no longer, you know, it's not the person making like a table or, you know, a hutch or something. It's all kind of spit out, you know. And it's all particle board with some kind of veneer on it. And I don't think the clones that are here recognize the quality and the craftsmanship of maybe what was made 50 years ago, or more, going back to maybe, you know, the 1900s, you know, where they had stuff that was, complete wood. And I don't think they can grasp or even understand the craftsmanship that used to be so wonderful in the older stuff, like getting an oak, something made out of oak or cherry wood or whatever, you know, makes no difference. It was solid wood, but they're buying particle board stuff because it's new, and they think the older stuff is junk, you know. Years ago, going back to New York, when people move out of their apartment, they normally kind of gut it, you know, and you see this stuff on the street and you go, wow, look at that. You know, this thing was maybe made in the 50s and look how well it's built and it weighs a lot and it's oak. And people just kind of walk by it, not even realizing what it is. And then I think they have people that come there maybe after midnight with pickup trucks or something, and they look for and scavenge through all the trash on the street, and pick up the good stuff, you know, and then probably resell it someplace. So that's kind of the way it is, you know, at least in New York that I've seen. It seems like, going just a little bit further in case you're listening here and wondering, I don't know if it's every day or what, or if they have a certain day for trash, but all of a sudden, you see like about, in a block, you see about 100 trash bags out on the street. Well, I should say on the sidewalk. And then you have cars parked along the street, you know, parallel parked with the trash between, you know, on the sidewalk. And that's the way they do their stuff there. So, and then there are dumpsters that some places have, some apartments, but a lot of times there's no dumpsters and they just put stuff out in bags. So anyway, that's kind of how it is. And then I did see, going sideways here, we're walking around somewhere, in Manhattan, now all of a sudden you see these rats. Now these rats are bigger than cats. I mean, some had tails about 3 foot long, you know? And I go, holy smokes, you know? Look at that thing. And so anyway, I won't go any further. I remember watching one. I took pictures of it maybe a year ago when we were there, you know? And we're on Canal Street. And all of a sudden, you know, there's a red light. So I stop and I look down 3 feet from me as this rat, like eating somebody threw a hamburger, you know, bun and some meat there, you know, by the curb. And I'm watching this rat eating it in front of me. So I got some pictures of it, I think. So that's kind of cool. You know, you got a nice meal. At least hopefully it was nice for it. But anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Ron, those were some great visuals. And you didn't feed the rat? You didn't give it anything?
No, I didn't give it. I was just amazed to see it because, there's about 50 people walking by the rat, you know, and it was just, it's like it's in the gutter, right? And so 3 feet away is people walking, and it didn't care. It had its meal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. And then I also looked for them in the subways. I've only seen a couple in the subways, but, where the tracks are. But anyway, I won't go any further.
Yeah, a rat as big as a cat, huh?
Yeah, I guess they're gigantic, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know if they have anything on YouTube or not, but, I mean, it looks like an armadillo sort of, you know? They're big. You know, it has, like I said, a 3-foot tail. Think how big that rat is, you know? So anyway,
what could
back
it
to
be
you. Yeah, the super rat.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. Someone has kind of a paranormal experience with the radio tonight on VBS Radio. They just noticed that when you were talking about the lightning and thunder, they had an interruption of the transmission of the radio, and then we started by hearing the same sentence over, and it seemed edited. And then he said it went from hearing you say thunder and then went straight to back to you. He says, anyway, the whole week was weird, and I felt like everything was disconnected. I did my spirit commands double time. Yeah.
Yeah. So another way to look at the weirdness, okay, is that it was harder for them to hook you up to timelines. So we'll kind of flip this around, okay? So they're trying desperately to change the energy probably around the 4th, okay? Remember I asked on the 4th, what pagan holiday is this year, and nobody could find anything, okay? I know there's something going on, because it's a major day. They plan, stuff to go on major day. This is a major day. Hello, So the timelines got all goofed up to hook people up to their timelines. So if you're doing clearings, all of a sudden, you're being saved from being hooked up to those timelines. But for you, you're feeling them trying to pull you left and right and off center. And if you're trying to stay in the now, then you will be in the now. But when you start thinking, then you get pulled off in the timelines, and there could be 50 of them trying to take you and grab you different directions. So that's the chaos. So it's kind of a good thing if you notice that in a way, because you're kind of like, I guess the only way to put it is giving them the finger, And so you're not getting caught up onto a lot of timelines. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, let's see, more comments. Ron, I'm still jerking from the alien removal clearing you did at the beginning of the show. I must have a lot to remove, but I really appreciate it because I feel relief.
Yeah, I would thank them for leaving. I'll do the clearing right now again. And, and they might be even saying thanks to you for listening to the show because they have a way out of here. So here we go. So you're actually completely helping them 100% to leave here by you listening. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is to release trapped aliens, enslaved ones that are here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okie doke.
Okay, let's hope that got majority of them. 100, I don't know, 100, what was it?
Yeah, 100 times, 100 energies to help release the enslaved, trapped aliens here. They got a bus ticket out.
Fantastic. Well, tonight's been a night of some tremendous healings, and Ron did a lot of resetting for us all. And so I want to thank you, Ron, on behalf of the listeners, and continue to send in your experiences, feelings, what you've maybe encountered during the week, so we can end it all tomorrow's show, and Ron can do some more healings and take us to the light ship for physical healings. So one more email, Ron, and then I think it'll be time to say goodnight, because it's one after the hour. So just a quick question here. Someone has done some work for their eyes. They got as kind of a surgical procedure done, and now they have a 20/20 vision. However, it's starting to slip. And so now they're wondering if this is something caused by the procedure they had done, or maybe some kind of an alien blockage. And so I wondered if you could look at that maybe and see if there, you could suggest what kind of a healing that they can do to stop it from getting worse.
Well, the first thing, like we say, everything is timelines, okay? So let's see. Since your vision went bad, we'll say in your life at some point, you may want to pinpoint the time that that happened. So let's just say that your vision was perfectly fine, to your knowledge anyway, okay? We'll just say until the age of 50. And then when you hit 50, 51, you know, on out, maybe you said, geez, I need to get some glasses. I'm 55 and I'm just not seeing too well, you know? So then you want to go back to the age of 50 when your eyes are okay and start timeline crashing that. Because it's possible that because you didn't clear it, your eyes now are being brought back to the timeline when the vision wasn't, you know, started to go bad. So you want to get rid of those timelines. So we'll just say that you're 60 now and it happened at 50. So I would go back and timeline crash 50 to 60 about vision and get you off of those timelines of, you know, having a discrepancy in your vision. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, great. I think she's also wondering about the procedure as well, because you had mentioned a few days ago on another show that we hope that the person who's doing any kind of doctoring to us is actually using their skills and not something else jumped into their body to help out.
I would say it feels all right to me, you know, as I check that out for you, you know. I don't think, I'll say 90% it's good, okay? Just leaving it at that, so I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. Just go back and do your timeline crashes for your eyesight not being 20/20, and try to figure out when it was that that happened. So I guess it's time for the Mind of Heart drop. Here we go. Yeah. So you want to say out loud, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And to facilitate this, we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. So hopefully we'll have you on the call tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific. And we'll also see you on BBS, same time, same station. And good night, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Kathy. And thank you, all you listeners listening. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.